This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging an Einbecker Erbach Dunkel, which is a Category 5B traditional Bock. So this beer is from Einbeck, the home of traditional Bock. Erbach, the Er means original. Sort of like the Er in Pilsner Urquell means original source of. So while Doppelbocks come from Munich, traditional Bocks and my Bocks come from Einbeck. So this one has a light copper color. It's not as dark as Doppelbocks. It's very clear, and it's got a moderate off-white head that's creamy and persistent. All that's fine. Give it a 3. The aroma, get a moderate malt. It's rich and malty sweet. Has Munich-like qualities to it. Melanoidins, but not huge. Toasty. It's a soft, elegant malt, but it's not a knockout blow of malt. So judges often don't try commercial examples of these. They tend to think of traditional boxes, just slightly lower gravity Doppelbox, but traditional boxes don't often have that same huge maltiness. I mean, they have a moderate maltiness, but it's not so in your face. There's a light sulfur, obviously from yeast. It's low esters. I get a hint of hops, just a little light spice, no diacetyl. Seems generally a clean lager. So I'll give it a 10. The sulfur's a little high. I wish the malt had a little bit more presence. It just sort of come. It doesn't have a sort of a decocted feel to it. I mean, there's some melanoidins there, but it would be nicer if they were a little bit more forward. So 10 for aroma. Flavor. It has a toasty, rich Munich malt flavor. The finish is quite dry after you have a malty palate. It's malty, not sweet. You know, you might sort of think sweetness, but it's fairly dry. It has a medium bitterness. It seems a little on the high side. And some of the bitterness seems to be coming from alcohol, because there's some alcohol flavor there. It's very low esters. It's a low, spicy hop flavor. It's a malty beer, but the bitterness is almost even with it. So I think the balance is a little skewed. I shouldn't be getting quite such a bitter or alcohol filled finish. I'll give it a 16 for flavor. Mouthfeel. The body is medium full, moderate carbonation. There's a light alcohol warmth. It's a little hot. It's smooth. The alcohol is something I'd pick at a little bit. You know, you should get a feeling of warmth, but you shouldn't really get the alcohol flavor that goes with it, or the sort of bitterness that goes with it. So I'm going to give it a 4. So overall, it has a nice malt quality. Nice malty palate and dry finish. But I think it could use some more cellaring or lagering to smooth out the alcohol. The bitterness seems high. Some of that could be from hops and some of that could be from alcohol. So I would hope that if this was aged a little longer, that the bitterness would smooth out. So the malt hop balance really sort of reminds me a little bit of a Maibock, more of a traditional Bock. And, you know, that's not a good thing because I'm getting too much bitterness in the finish. It's interfering with the appreciation of the malt. I like that it's dry. You know, good German beers are well attenuated. It enhances the drinkability, but the alcohol in this gives it a little bit of too much sharpness in the finish. So, I think that's my biggest knock on this. The malt flavors are moderate in intensity. I think that could have a little bit more of a punch to it. It's sort of a personal preference, I think. You know, there is a good maltiness to it. I just wish the malt flavors were a little bit more fully developed, you know, using either darker Munich malts or decocting it. It does have a Munich flavor, and it does have a toastiness to it. All that's very good. Just looking for them to be a little bit more pronounced. So I give it an 8 overall. So the total score I give this beer is a 41. So that's the Einbecker Erbach Dunkel, judged as a Category 5B traditional Bock.